Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow, 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 whoa.
Oh boy. We're on.
Wow, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa.
Happy Friday. It's Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's a weird day. It's been a weird week. We kicked it off with a 2:55 a.m. 4.8, 4.3 earthquake on Monday morning. It's just been wackadoodle ever since.
Did you watch Survivor last night?
I certainly did.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Most of it. The long episodes are harder to get through, but I got most of it done and enjoyed it.
Yes.
I shouldn't say done. I was actually enjoying it. There's some funny casting. And
I liked the casting. I thought already there's some people to like.
If I love when the people say, I'm a big fan of the show. I've been watching this whole time. But they also go right out and boast. They're boastful. I'm going to represent Albanians in the of the world. And then he's couldn't be worse at the challenge that's put before him.
Although he did end up winning it, right?
By cheating, yes.
He did cheat
his way through it, and he did win.
I'm like, dude, dig deeper. What are you doing? He's digging these tiny little sand holes all around. I'm like, they're going to bury it.
I don't know if they must have told him you have to keep your puzzle together, but this guy was cheating. He's like looking at the other guy's puzzle going, I'll just do it off of the... I would have taken my puzzle and flinged it right off into the sand.
It was funny when he like laid on top of it.
Right. I was like, why? He shouldn't have to keep that on display.
Agreed. Maybe to win, the puzzle has to be complete.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Someone must have said, the producer must have said, you can't.
Oh, you know what he should have done is put a bunch of sand on it.
Oh, that would have been good, yeah.
Oh, do we have to say stuff?
We do. We've got Ed Sheeran tickets. People want their Ed Sheeran tickets.
Oh.
Right now, text the word SUGAR, S-U-G-A-R, to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. The word is SUGAR, S-U-G-A-R, to 20357. And that gets you in the running for tickets to next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is SUGAR. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. 1 week from today, I'll meet you there. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Bob and Maddie are coming along too.
I'm really looking forward to it.
We're going to carpool karaoke over there. I was talking to Kieran. She's saying, you know, this is like a light lunch. Come down and have your lunch there. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Third Love's Fillmore Street in San Francisco. Free fittings, light bites, 20% off and free undies with a purchase over $150. And they were saying that there's going to be freebies and we've got some tickets.
Yep.
Like it's good.
It's not crackers. There's more than that.
Yeah. There's toppings for the crackers.
I'm going to say hi to people as they come in and out. I'm nervous about going in. I don't want to be creepy. It's like going into Victoria's Secret or something. You're a guy. It's like,
That's not creepy at all. A guy's going to you. You know what? You feel creepy about it because you're a creep. That's it. Because plenty of guys go into Victoria's Secret. Thank you. Victoria's Secret to buy a nice set for their woman. Or just to bring home and put on their real doll. Whatever they're up to.
Yeah.
Don't worry. All dudes are creepy. No one's going to think you're creepier because you're there with us. Take the bear. All right. We were just talking about Survivor, and we can more if you want to.
No,
but
I did it. I watched mine. That's
I wanted all. To mention that I don't watch The Amazing Race. John loves Amazing Race. He always watches it. But I might watch this season because it's all Big Brother contestants, former Big Brother, and their people. And I have a couple things. Maybe I'll get to it. Maybe I won't. But I have like the list of who's on it and like the 22 rules. Because everyone always says, why didn't they just do this or that? And they've over the years, they've implemented rules to keep it. And there's some really surprising stuff about flights. I don't know. Okay. So I'm going to start with the stuff that's in theaters this weekend. Bob this week went and saw One Battle After Another, which I have to say, I really judge a movie by its title and books too. That's just who I am. And I feel like this is not,
it's not a good title.
I feel like I don't like movies where it's one battle after another. Like that's not what I'm looking for in a movie. But it
looks so fun.
Does it?
It's really fun.
I mean, I'm not going to go to the movie theater because if I say let's go see a movie, I know what will happen and it won't be that I see that.
Right.
So I'm not going to.
Don't worry, I got a kid's movie for you this weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. But what I'm saying is it looks funny, adventurous. I like Leo. I like Benicio del Toro.
It looks like Sean Penn's in it. Yep.
And he may or may not be the bad guy.
It says he's the leader of a group of vengeful cops.
Okay.
So it does sound like he's the bad guy in this. Leo DiCaprio is a revolutionary who comes out of hiding and reunites with Benicio del Toro to help him save his daughter from this group of cops led by Sean Penn. So it does sound like he's the bad guy. But it is in limited release. So this is not one that you're going to have to look for this one if you want it. If you love Emma Thompson, and I do, she's got a movie called Dead of Winter. This is another limited release. She's a widow who goes up north to spread her husband's ashes, stumbles across a kidnapping victim who she becomes determined to rescue despite a brutal Minnesota blizzard. Yes.
Who's Emma Thompson again?
Emma Thompson is Professor Trelawney, the psychics. She teaches the kids. She's like the seer in the Harry Potter movies, but she's also
in every period piece.
She's in every. Right, she's if you watch okay. any English movies, she's in all of those.
Have you seen Love Actually, Vinny?
I did see that, but
I don't know if you'd remember her. She's the one who Professor Snape cheats on.
Cheats on?
Yes.
They were together?
They're married in that movie.
What?
Oh, yeah, not in Sorry, the Harry no. Potter thing. I'm like, I didn't know. I don't remember Snape doing anybody.
He plays a boss.
Yes, yes,
with
yes.
The secretary.
Okay, right.
He's passed,
I'm
by
looking
the way.
At her picture. She's a very Alan pretty
Rickman.
Lady.
Alan Rickman.
Oh, that's right. He'll always be professor.
But I now married. Know why you are a period piece, so you love Brits.
I certainly do.
And she was married to Kenneth Branagh for a long time.
Was she?
And did a ton of movies. Like they did a ton of movies together.
In more wide release action, there's something called The Strangers Chapter 2. This is the second chapter of a horror trilogy, all of which were shot at the same time and then cut into three chapters. I didn't watch The Strangers Chapter 1. I don't even remember hearing about it. By the way, everything I mentioned in this segment, all the trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. For your viewing pleasure. It doesn't matter. I never heard this lady's name. A woman named Maya. It's revealed she survived the attack from the first film. And as she tries to leave town, she becomes paranoid that everyone she sees could have been one of the mass killers who tried to get her. There's something called Blue Moon. It actually opened on Wednesday. It's rated R. Ethan Hawke is the star of this. He plays Lorenz Hart. This is the Rogers and Hart writing team, so it sounds like it's based on a true story. Later it was Rodgers and Hammerstein. So at first he's Richard Rodgers' former songwriting partner, and he's grappling with alcohol and depression on the opening night of their show Oklahoma after realizing that their partnership was ending now that he teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein. So, and they go on to talk about all the accomplishments that they made as a team and then what happened when he teamed up with Rodgers and Hammerstein. Margaret Qualley is in that.
Ooh.
And Bobby Cannavale is in it. Gabby's Dollhouse is the one for you, Vin. Gabby, do you know Gabby's Dollhouse?
I am very familiar with Gabby's Dollhouse. That girl has to be 20 by now, which she was a little girl with big curly hair, cute as a button. She likes cats, and she has this imaginary place she goes where it becomes a world of cats.
So this is a live action, but with a, it sounds like kind of a mystical, magical element to it.
Yeah, she goes, Gabby's dollhouse. You go in there and it's cats and there's the, yes, that's her.
Right.
The picture's been brought up. But she's got to be 20 by now.
Let's find out. Let me see if I have her.
So they might not even be still using her, or they may use old video because she's a grown up.
They don't even say what that actress's name is. Forget what they do say, though, is that in this movie, it's a Netflix kids TV series and now a movie. Gabby goes on a road trip with her grandmother, played by Gloria Estefan, and has an adventure trying to save her dollhouse and her cats from an eccentric cat lady played by Kristen Wiig. Is Kristen Wiig normally in the series?
No, not at all. No, this is a little Lila Lockhart Craner.
Yeah.
I just found
it. She was born in 2008.
Oh, okay. So she's still a late teenager. Is that 17? Correct? She does look older, though.
No, she's 18 now.
She was a little girl when I was watching this show with Isla.
Mm.
So, but that's fine.
Looks
so
like it's still her.
Good.
I wasn't familiar with it at all. Anyway, those are the big releases this weekend. On your TV, if you want to stay in and stream something, there's a couple of options. I want to try and watch this. I loved the first Megan movie. Megan spelled with a three. I loved it. Today, starting today on the Peacock app, the streaming premiere of Megan 2.0. I put the trailer up for you.
Did not hear good things about that one.
Oh, really?
Oh no.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
Can you get me a Rotten Tomatoes on that?
Yeah, sure.
And on the first one, let's figure out which, you know, why not? On Netflix, starting tomorrow.
Did you hear that? Yeah, sure.
I know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, my fingers are so tired. It's so hard to type stuff in.
Oh, it says 81%.
Oh, Megan 2.0?
On the popcorn meter, and the tomato meter is 58% on 2.0.
Well, that's not awesome. But
my understanding is they went in like a very different direction with the genre and the vibe.
Mm.
You know,
the original Megan has 93% tomato rating.
Oh.
So.
It was really good.
It was awesome.
So it seems like the doll itself is like a teenager. Like, I don't know, matching with the girl who she'll do anything to protect. Anyway, the streaming premiere, if you want to watch it, it's today. Tomorrow on Netflix, the streaming premiere of Karate Kid Legends, which a lot of people love.
I watched that movie already.
Oh, did you go see it in the theater?
No, I rented it and I loved it. I loved it. It's great. If you love Karate Kid movies, you'll love this movie.
And I assume you watch all the Cobra Kai and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of football over the weekend for you. Sunday.
Yeah, there is.
Sunday at 8 o'clock on Fox is the 37th season premiere of The Simpsons. And Sunday at 8:30 on CBS is the 27th season finale of Big Brother. So I've watched Wednesday's show, which was this useless mastermind thing that they've been doing this whole season. Are you caught up on this?
I am.
Mm. What did you think of that? I was just like, okay, so it's the exact same thing, but in a different room.
Thanks. They're just trying to keep it interesting. But it seems like it's more interesting for the players than it is for us watching. Because to us, it's like, I don't really know how much time's passing anyway. So the fact that they're surprising them with when things are going
to
be.
Right. You have an hour to figure it out.
So like, how long do you usually have?
Are we going to watch that whole hour of them figuring it out?
Still do Zingbot?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
It was controversial this year. There were some tears.
Oh, yeah. After he said some stuff.
Well,
it said some stuff.
The dude Vince there has a girlfriend back home.
Well,
probably not anymore. We've talked about this a little bit on the show. I haven't seen any makeout sessions. They do sleep in the same bed, but she puts her pillow down at the foot of the bed, him and Morgan. They sleep right. She's her head's down by his feet and vice versa.
They yin-yang it.
Yeah. But they were sort of doing this whole math out, like, what is the percentage that you would be into me without actually saying that, but they both knew exactly what they were talking about.
What was the percentage? 100?
She goes, it's not zero. And because neither one of them really wants to come out and say it. And then when his girlfriend
is sleeping in 69, we get it.
One of them's on top of the covers, Vin. But anyway, so his girlfriend isn't in the video that gets sent. So everybody got this, five people left. They all get a video from home. And in his, I think it's just his parents.
Yep.
And he's like having a breakdown. Like, Kelsey might dump me. His girlfriend back home.
I think there's more than a might there.
Yeah. Like, but I will say, they really, if I'm not watching the live feeds, but there's some hugging. There's some rubbing.
They're very close.
They are very close.
I get clips of the live feeds on TikTok. Yes. So all the worst stuff I've seen. And it's not anything worse than what they show on the show.
Did they ever make out?
No. No, no, no.
Right, but look.
One time he kissed her head, I think, while she was sleeping.
I realize you've got, like, ideas of, you know, things everybody does. And yet, if you're a girl at home watching your boyfriend on TV and he's...
clearly
in
not
bed
thinking
with
of you.
It. And they're making 69 in bed. I mean, no. It's a no. She's leaving him. Right? She's not going
to
be like,
feel
well.
Like he's not wrong. He's also a loser to start with. He's a 37-year-old dude who lives in his parents' basement.
He's not. Unemployed. It's not like this is going to launch his acting career and he just did all that in order to show. And the truth is, she's gross. Not his type at all. Like, none of that's right. There.
He's a huge crybaby, too.
Yeah.
And he's made some real mistakes. Like, I think the two sitting in the final seats are going to be him and Morgan. And Morgan is going to get every single vote because she has controlled that house in the last 10 episodes. She's coerces. She's relentless. She bullies. She gets super emotional. Like, she makes it so hard to go against her that is going to win her the game.
I really liked Vinny at the beginning, mm-hmm. and Susan was very much like, this guy's a wimp, he sucks, and I stood up for him for a while, and then eventually, after he sent his fourth ally home, I was like, yeah, he's
Susan
not playing.
Sniffed him out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
very impressive,
so.
Very impressive.
From the 707, it's all over the internet that Kelsey has broken up with Vince.
Yeah, that's what the internet says. She commented on a couple things, like, he's going to have to answer for this when he gets home, but that was like a
weeks
month and
ago,
a half
yeah.
ago, and she's not really supporting him anymore. Obviously, he hasn't been getting letters from her, and he didn't get the video message from her. So,
someone's got some splaining to do, Lucy.
What did you think though? Before going in, that you would talk about your boundaries?
Yes,
and he broke them.
He doesn't seem to think he did though.
Yeah.
So I guess they didn't
she
have a detailed enough conversation.
She is his closest ally, but it does seem like he's, and not only was he attracted to her, he's attracted to Lauren too. Like, he got the two hottest chicks in the house and was just like, it's me and you to the end with final two.
Just put the shoe on the other foot. There you are watching your person in bed with someone else going, okay, well, I get it. You're on TV. This is, you're shooting your shot. But we're done.
I'm looking like a fool.
Yeah,
over
we're
here.
Done here. But right. Yeah, do your thing.
But what if he comes home with $750,000 and a new cool friend for you guys to hang out with?
You mean Morgan?
Yeah.
His new girlfriend?
I mean, the internet definitely
she doesn't hang out
agrees
with,
never with Vinny.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
I love the spin, though. You got to get into politics, kid. That is beautiful. Mm. And a new friend for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cool girl.
Right. 415. Vince and that chick are always holding each other. It's gross and crosses the line. His girlfriend needs to leave
him. It's one thing to put your hands on someone's shoulders, give them a brief little back rub. Maybe someone's upset and you rub their arm. The 4 minute long, everyone in the room gets uncomfortable and kind of goes, I guess we should leave. And is saying this yeah. stuff out loud as they all exit the room while you're still just lost in this full body press hug. Like that, you know, a brief hug.
I might have missed this because I'm not watching, but 510 says Morgan has been quite open about being a lesbian. Is that?
No.
No.
No?
If she has been, I missed it.
No, because she had a huge crush on Zach.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was
before
really
Vinny
into that.
Sent it home.
Maybe she's bi.
Are there any lesbians in there?
Not that they've said.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe outside. Maybe she's just doing what she's got to do.
Well, that's the thing. This season, everyone is very nice. Usually in the testimonials, I feel like they talk about what they're really masterminding. And yes. She has not come out and said, yeah, I'm just using this guy to get to the end. But I wonder if that's what she's doing.
Yeah, it's possible. But I would think that if that was what was in her head, she'd be like, Kelsey, don't worry about me. I'm not into your man. You shouldn't be either. Yuck.
Yeah.
There's nothing attractive about that guy.
Well, he's got a cool name.
Other than his name.
He's very,
exactly
very,
what
know.
I was thinking. All right. We've blown through all the time we have. A couple things I put up for you. There's a new Avatar Fire and Ash trailer. Is this the third one? The third Avatar movie?
The end of the trilogy.
Is this the end one?
No, there's actually a fourth one.
I thought there was. This one's coming out. It's right around the corner. December. It's a Christmas release, like December 19th, I think it is. And it's called Fire and Ash. Avatar Fire and Ash. So that is up.
I don't know how I could possibly miss the second one.
Oh, it was
just
good.
Just kidding. I don't like the first one.
The second one was trash.
No, yeah. It was good. It was like 3 hours and 9 minutes. And this one is apparently longer. I don't know. I don't have a full running time, but they are saying this one's probably going to be a little bit longer than that.
All right.
You can't wait to get back to Pandora. Don't worry. You'll be there for a while. You might want to leave by the time it's over. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up in the news?
Look up in the sky. Oh. It's a bird. It's a plane. What the is that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast on the Odyssey app. Apple Podcasts, okay. Spotify, yeah. Or wherever you get your podcasts from. We're on there.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, so you might still have some overcast conditions, but we'll see mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the low 80s. We're going to have a cooler weekend by like 10 degrees cooler.
I'm fine with it.
And rain is possible Monday through Wednesday of next week. So for now, just have that in the back of your mind. You know, if you have a certain outfit you want to wear on a rainy day or whatever your thing
is. Sure.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nice.
Are playing the 49ers on Sunday at 1 p.m. That's one of those words that even on ESPN, I hear people say Jaguars, and I think,
they hear Jaguars.
They leave them alone.
Jaguars.
Nobody's saying Jaguars. Anything to them.
The Jaguars.
Anyway, the Jags are in town to there take on go. The Niners. Go Niners!
Go Niners. That's all we care about. That the other team goes home sad.
Right. Okay, I got a couple quick stories, then I'll finish the BuzzFeed story, then we'll move on to the other nonsense we're used to.
Okay,
here we go. Bay Area lights up as 5,000 lightning strikes flashed across California.
Whoa.
This was not last night, two nights back.
Yeah.
That
storm. Talking about this yesterday morning as you were talking about the thunder and lightning you were having at your house.
I was seeing it all, hearing it all. It was absolutely a South Bay thing, and here is a picture. I mean, you've seen lightning strikes, but it's a great picture, though. It's magnificent. You really can.
It's like three of them.
It's yeah.
Crazy. It's a huge lightning strike.
So that happened two nights ago. And then last night, I'm alerted. Of course, I'm in the house, done for the day by dinner time as always. Still doing stuff, you know, with the fam, but KTVU received several calls as well as photo and video submissions, as did our own Bob, who got video of this as well. A light streaking across the sky has sparked the curiosity of those who witnessed it. And there are videos now everywhere about this. It looks like it happened around 7:30 last night.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's the time on your video?
Did you just happen to be outside? Like, how did you see this?
I was at Mission Dolores Park watching a movie. I went to see La La Land in the park.
Oh.
It was lovely.
Oh, I love that movie.
How nice.
I hadn't seen it since it came out, so it was a great excuse to rewatch it.
Vinny hates it.
Wait a minute. Susan's not home.
No.
Who was your date?
My two friends.
Oh.
Mm, that's boring. It's so not scandalous.
Anyway, I watched video of this streak across the sky, and it looks like KTVU was the one that showed that is the clip that I'm seeing. They say, no word on what this is yet.
Oh.
As they're doing it last night on the news, the video is shown. You see the lights, multiple light streaks around 7:30.
And for a while, too, like probably 30 seconds.
So it looked like a shooting star.
Or a meteor.
Right. So that would have gone super fast. Those are only a blip. You were able to actually go, look at that thing. Pull out your camera and start filming and actually catch some.
And since it was only 7:30, it was still kind of dusk.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still see like the sky and the definition of the clouds. And it went behind some clouds, came back out a couple of times.
That's so crazy.
I've never seen anything like it. No, I didn't, but I can.
You should. I think that's interesting. And you actually got pretty good, you know, for spur of the moment, I'm pulling my phone out and it's pretty visible.
Yeah, it was a lot brighter than what my video shows, but it was crazy. And it, that's why I'm mentioning the time of day, because it didn't feel like it was dark enough out for it to be a meteor or a shooting star.
Right.
Well, and that's, I've got video that I'll show Sarah here in a second. The calls have been coming in throughout the Bay Area. Officials with the Lick Observatory of Mount Hamilton told us one of their staff was an eyewitness to the spectacle around 7:45.
Oh.
The lights in the sky are described as a long fire debris trail that broke into three.
Oh.
So here's the break in the action there. As I turn my computer to Sarah, she can see it. It's not pitch black out.
No.
But you can see the lights that went through the sky.
So this is as it's breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. How lucky that we've got some pretty clear. There's not even any clouds in that picture. That's amazing.
There's no definitive word on what that was, but it does sound like
the aliens are here finally.
I was going to say meteors, actually. I wasn't saying aliens.
Yay. Give us your updated medical technology. Solve all our problems.
I'm here to serve.
What do you
the
know?
The aliens.
Oh.
If they're here. I'm here to serve.
Out loud. I thought, oh my God, he's got the answer, everyone.
Well, based on how bright it was, I don't think they made it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh boy.
Maybe they didn't know about our atmosphere, how it burns everything up.
Lesson learned.
For the next time you guys visit.
I was in the middle of this 10 mind-blowing facts that sound completely made up when we ran out of time last hour. So I'll do these real quick. Okay. Heinz invented the modern-day ketchup. I don't know why that's mind-blowing.
I feel like
Heinz was, that's the brand.
Yep.
Pez dispensers were created to help adults quit smoking. The Devil's Wear Prada was optioned into a movie before the book was done. Someone got a few of the first 100 pages, saw an outline and said, that is going to be a movie. We'll take it.
That was a great movie too. I loved that movie.
I didn't see it. It seems though, I'm realizing I don't like movies, but I must not like movies. I never see anything.
You see all the Marvel movies and all the kid movies.
Well, I might have done that during the pandemic, though. I think I went through and went all these movies in order, and then I plowed through them. You forget we were in the house for 2 years of our lives.
Mm. Minimum.
Doritos were invented at Disneyland.
That was a good story.
That is a cool story.
Yeah.
They just started taking old tortillas,
cutting them up, frying them, and seasoning them.
Next thing you know, Doritos are invented.
Delicious.
The footage of the tornado in The Wizard of Oz was reused a few years later in the 1943 film Cabin in the Sky. They just used the same footage.
Oh. Because at one point there's an actual house that's in there?
I guess. I don't...
Isn't that Dorothy's house? Doesn't it
land? Do you know the movie Cabin in the Sky?
I've never heard
of it. That's not a very good one. I'm sorry. Mm. Mountain Dew was created as a mixer for whiskey.
Oh.
Yep. And moonshine.
Oh.
And moonshine.
It's a big mixer for moonshine.
Well, you need something to have it not taste like moonshine.
Have you ever made moonshine?
No, but our neighbors did. So we...
Oh, so you knew people who did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I worked for a guy who was like, I make the best meth. And I was like, you shouldn't tell people that. That's such a dumb thing to say out loud. God. And he's like, no, I got a really good, stop bragging about being, you know, having a great recipe for meth. Why would you do that? Well, because I do. Okay. Never mind. So do you know anyone who makes meth too there? Or?
No, but that also occurs. Yeah. There's more people that farm. Like West Virginia was famous for marijuana farms. That was like a big deal.
West Virginia is a good,
It was our number one cash crop.
I always think of that as being a hot location kind of thing.
No, the mountains, you know, you can hide stuff pretty easily.
Who wants to climb a mountain door? That's a bunch of potheads. Wait till they come down for snacks.
I went down the wrong road once and was greeted with shotguns and four-wheelers and barbed wire. I said, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong road. I'm going to turn around. They're like, our grandma lives up here. I'm like, she's protected well. Good job.
Yes.
They were protecting grandma.
Grandma was their story.
All right.
You'll never see me again. Don't worry.
I saw that and it was on Netflix. It was something about the mountains where they're growing doobie weed. In Northern California, Humboldt.
Yeah.
I forget the name, but like Death Mountain or something like that.
Yeah.
But it does seem like people protect their crops.
They had a sign as I drove in. It said, we know who you are, so get the F out of here.
Oh. Like,
that's when I started to turn around and was greeted by the
Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Was never supposed to sing I Will Always Love You for the Bodyguard soundtrack. She was originally supposed to sing a cover of Jimmy Ruffin's What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Do you know that?
I don't know. Can you grab me?
As the main theme song for The Bodyguard. However, they decided to switch the song after they found that Paul Young was doing a cover of that song.
Oh, maybe that's
for the soundtrack,
why it sounds familiar.
Track of Fried Green Tomatoes. So it was already going to be out there on another.
Like, Dolly's got a pretty good song.
We got to think of something else.
Is this the original version, though?
Yeah.
I think the Paul Young one was a hit.
Wow. Well, anyway, there you go.
Oh, this does sound familiar. Wait, I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I know this, too.
Broken hearted.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
That was not mind-blowing, but I did find it extremely interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Jobs.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, one
okay,
more.
Great.
Steve Jobs wanted to call the iMac Mac-Man.
Oh, I would have liked that. How fun would that have been?
You would have. Yeah, I mean,
did you get a Mac-Man?
That was my first computer.
I remember. It was the big one, too.
It was that color, too.
Yeah, me too. I got the same. We got the original. It's like an aqua, sort of a dark aqua.
Looks like a TV. It's all in one piece. You got the round little.
Boy, that seems so future when we got it.
I donated that to a school somewhere around
because
here.
Because our boss kept trying to email you.
But I was, I wanted the school to have that for learning.
Mm-hmm. I believe you.
Good job, school. Way to teach the children.
Good job, Ben.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that was very giving of you.
He was like, get this email machine out of my life.
Manitarian.
For the record, it was because I was just there. I was just there. I was just at work, and there was my boss, and he would go, all right, Vin, have a great day. And I'd go, all right, bro, later. And I'd leave. And then I'd get home, and there'd be an email sitting there.
He was
Could
very
you please not do that anymore?
I don't want to do that. Like,
I was just there. Like, tell
but
me.
But I needed to look busy, so I typed this email, and then I left for my golf game. That guy.
I was just there.
I remember yelling at him one time, no one is driving this bus. And he emailed me about it later.
Oh.
No.
It was called Murder Mountain. I just got a text.
Oh, Murder Mountain.
Murder Mountain.
It was like a documentary or actual? Okay.
No, it was about how on top of there being this thriving doobie weed business, now that it's going legal, you have these people going, what do we do? Do we sell black market or do we join the legal trade?
Right.
It was a whole thing. And, you know, if you've been doing black market doobie weed, all of a sudden you're like,
Boy, this is worth a lot less.
I can open a store now? What?
Our stuff is extra sticky.
I can open a pot store? What?
Some good bucks for our premium weed.
Merriam-Webster's dictionary adds more than 5,000 terms. That seems like way too many.
It does seem like a lot. These little phrases?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like a dad bod just made.
Oh, dad bod.
Merriam-Webster's.
I can't believe it's only just making it in now. Dad bod's been big for a while.
A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular. Thank you, everyone. That's great.
There's a guy on Survivor this season who used to be like a Magic Mike type stripper. He was like, I think he's like a Canadian dude. By the way, he also apologized. Sorry. I'm like, oh, man, that's what's Canadian
I did hear
for
that.
You.
And I also saw that he's very much in love with his other buddy. Like,
oh,
it was love at first sight for that guy.
Love at first sight.
The guy, they hadn't even talked. And he goes, that guy's my type of person. He's my ride or die.
Yeah, and they're adorable about it, too. They're already, like, holding hands and skipping on the beach. It's really, you know, they have a little bromance going on. But he's got, it's so funny because I go, that's a guy who's going to benefit from the not eating. Like, he clearly is in good shape, but he's softened up here in his late 40s or however old he is.
He's carrying a tire bigger than mine,
He is a barrel. He is a barrel, but he's just one of those guys. You know he's going to look so amazing after 20 days on that show.
He's a big dude, no question. But yeah, he is carrying a... wasn't going to say barrel. Sorry, Holmes.
My friend here is unkind.
Well, I know, but I mean, that was like a lot. That was a lot to say, though. I mean,
a tire makes it sound like it's just in the middle, though. This is a full body, skinny little legs, and sort of meat. He looks like Satan on South Park, who is just ginormous.
With sticks.
With little, well, he's got like, you know, I don't know, goat legs. Is that what those are?
Merriam-Webster has added, dad bod, beast mode is on the list, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or a competition, dumb phone, a cell phone that doesn't have all the great advanced software features.
So forget flip phone, it's just a dumb phone.
Dumb phone. Okay. Farm to table is now real. Mm. You know.
Wasn't real before?
No.
I see.
Hard pass. Firm refusal or rejection of something.
These feel like they should have been in earlier.
Well.
I feel like they'll probably be out of style before they
Riz, they get in. Romantic appeal or charm.
Charisma. Riz.
Riz. Side eye. A sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn or suspicion or disapproval or veiled curiosity.
Yeah.
Anyway. There you go. There's
side eye.
Some of the new words.
Of the 5,000.
There's incredible. A lot of new words.
Thank you to whatever source that is for sifting through and finding us the ones that will go, what now? What? Side eye. I feel like people have been given side eye since the dawn of time.
Yeah, I don't even know. Thanks, Dictionary, for helping us out there.
Nice to know you can look it up now.
A man in Georgia has been arrested for stealing more than 91 manhole covers.
What does he want with those?
I don't know if that's something you can sell for drugs. I know
the
that
metal.
That's,
yeah, you can, oh, you can sell the metal.
What are they, iron? What are they? Steel?
I don't know. You know what's crazy? And this happened this year. Someone jacked the manhole cover on a street where we live.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, of course, was the one who ran over it. And it absolutely blew out the tire, kicked the car up into the air.
Oh,
it was
my
a
God.
Whole oh. freaking thing. And I was like, what did you see around that moment? Did you see, because that's a kid thing. You know what I mean? Like, how would a manhole, unless a worker left a manhole cover not on, it would be a kid thing. Like, did you ever do that when you were, oh, you didn't have streets the same
no.
way?
Do you mean that they had just taken it and set it out of its seat?
It wasn't in.
So now
so
she
when she hit it,
it
popped, it her it, tire,
yes.
it flipped it up and the tire went into the hole and kicked the whole car
oh,
up.
Oh boy.
The whole thing, the cops oh, came. God. But it was one of those things where I thought, that was some kids screwing around without any idea what would happen.
Right.
And then probably went, oh my God, we're in so much trouble, run for your life.
They had to be there watching.
So, but we didn't catch anybody and
wonder if it was the same kid who took out your fence.
No, no, that they can't be. They moved, by the way.
Oh.
Without ever paying any money to us for the fence that they destroyed. A man in Georgia has been arrested after he was caught stealing manhole covers. Not just two or three, at least 91 this Ooh. Month. So wow. I imagine a lot of people found those holes oh. and ruined their cars.
Mm-hmm.
The suspect's name is Kalen Watley. It's unclear why he's taken the manhole covers, but these weren't just the smaller circular ones in urban streets. They were larger storm drain covers
oh.
from residential neighborhoods. The one that was in front of my house, we used to jack up, and it was a little off the side from the turn, so no one would hit it, but we would climb down there.
Oh, my.
Well, we're kids.
Yeah.
You get
those
into
things
stuff.
Are really heavy.
They are. You're right.
There should be a locking mechanism on those so that only the utility companies can get to those. I get that it's a deterrent that they're very heavy and they, apparently they're round so they can't drop through. Wasn't that a fast fact one time?
I think so. Kalen was caught on home surveillance cameras and the covers were so heavy that he needed someone else to help him carry them and put them in the trunk of his 2020 Nissan Kick. These guys were selling these things. Oh, yeah, there it is. It looks like they were selling them at scrap yards.
Oh.
How much do you think you get for a manhole cover? Like $100? $500?
No.
20?
It looks like $200.
Oh, $200 a piece.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said that into a microphone. There's no dollars in this business
yes.
for you.
Nobody wants them. No one will take them.
He's been charged with theft of government property, and he's in big trouble.
91 of them would raise some red flags, even at the junkyard. They'd be like, we can't be the place where we're buying these off of you. Maybe they turned them in.
You know, the catalytic converter thing? Like, come on. Don't buy those from people. What are you? You don't think that...
Wasn't the guy like the catalytic king or something?
Yeah, some guy in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Same with all this wire or copper piping. Like, come on. You know where they got it? They don't buy that.
Don't buy it. But they can
Except
sell
they
it.
Except they do. I mean, that's the thing.
Melt it down. People, nobody knows what it was.
800-400-3697. That's our text number. You can send us a text, and Maddie is on the show.
And if you text, tell us your name and where you're texting from. Hey, Vin, who'd you work with? Walter White? I guess about the guy with the recipe.
Oh, Walter White.
Oh!
There you go. Took a second.
your days in Albuquerque?
No, but he did used to say that and brag about it. And I always thought that was such a dumb thing to brag about.
Did he wind up just getting arrested at some point?
No, he wasn't doing it. It sounded like he did it in the past and could do it again.
But he didn't currently have an operational lab.
Yeah, it didn't pique my interest enough to say, well, you know, how much does it take to get a... I was like, okay, gross, dude.
What do we need, a camper and a Bunsen burner?
Yuck.
Let's make this happen.
No, I'm not into that stuff. Would you be into that? Would you? There was a time when you liked that, right?
No.
Oh, no, you've never
liked tried
meth?
I tried it, hated it, never did it again.
But you were a Coke guy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Stick with that.
I not never even anymore. Had it offered to me.
The meth?
Yeah. I don't think I would have, though. I've seen the website Faces of Meth.
Yeah.
You ever do any meth?
No way.
Mm. Yeah.
It seems, it does seem like some people have problems with that.
Yeah.
510, hey, has Maddie ever watched the movie Deliverance? Yeah, I've seen that movie. It's not filmed in West Virginia, so stop
down,
it.
Down, 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 down.
It wasn't?
No, it was not filmed in West Virginia. It's a common misconception. It was filmed in Georgia.
Oh.
But it is very West Virginia-y, I have to admit.
Well, when I got arrested in Georgia, I'll tell you this. The policeman said, you follow me to jail. And I went, all right. Sheesh. And then as we're driving farther and farther into the middle of nowhere, I'm like, people are hanging their laundry and there's dishwasher. There's like...
The front yard junkyard.
There's utensil, like, what do they call those?
Appliances.
Appliances all over the front yard. And yeah. I'm... Oh,
Marianne,
where else are you going to put them when you're done with them, you know?
I don't know, the dump?
Yeah, that's one way.
Well, if you burn your trash and you don't go to the
dump. And this, by the way, was a radio bit. So I had three radio listeners with us as I was brought into the jail and booked. I didn't get put in a cell, luckily, because our boss paid the fine and I was able to leave. But on the montage from this radio bit, our listeners are in the station van as I'm coming out of the jail, and they're like, well, there's our little gangster. I was like, oh, my God.
You'd never get it. It was a bit called Tripping with Vinny, where three people, we rented a car, sent him on all these just like,
all over the country or SNL, all over the East Coast, I should say.
Skiing in Vermont, mm-hmm. and then heading, all the way to the naked car wash, and then he ended up at Universal Studios.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was fun for
super
me.
Super fun.
Really fun for me. Vinny had a less review.
It was two straight weeks of travel around the country. And each time, I remember the last day we were in Universal Studios. We were sleeping at a hotel, whatever it was. The phone rings, I pick up, and it's Sarah. And she's like,
it's six in the morning.
I know you guys got in late, but we need you to get up. And get ready to go. And I'm like, no, we're not doing it. Click.
And I'm on the air going, okay, I'll try them back.
They're ringing me.
You had no idea.
You have to get up. We need you to. And I'm like, you guys, no. We were on the road until after midnight. It's 6 a.m. No.
Yeah. It took a while. We finally got him there. And then he's all like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Look, we're broadcasting from Universal Studios. And then I'm like, okay, well, we're going to go catch our plane. And he's like, okay, where's my ticket? We're like, oh, it's parked in the parking lot. You've got to drive back up with all the people.
We had to drive the station van back. Don't laugh like that.
I felt bad because
you didn't feel bad.
I did. You're crazy. I did.
Oh.
Especially after you complained about that horseback show I brought you to. It was like one of those, medieval knights kind of thing. But this one was...
Medieval times?
Yeah, medieval times.
Oh, the best.
Well, there's nothing like the smell of horse poop while you're trying to eat some meat.
Just don't breathe through your nose.
You guys are making this up as you go.
No,
I
no
making
this
it
is
up.
A true
not making it up.
Radio segment it that was, we did. When
we
were
actually in talks. I think we got the news that the station had sold and we were going to do Living with Vinny. We're going to rent an apartment and have Vinny and roommates. Listener roommates. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, and Sheeran tickets, and Katie Couric has a message for your butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.